Imagine being able to go back to your last year of university and know you have a job waiting. And I think that's where certain internships fall flat, is it's not connecting that dot back to the end goal, which is hiring. We're building pipelines, and that really should be part of your metrics. So we do a lot around those metrics, around that conversion rate, but also it helps on the front end. We've got to be hiring the right students. This isn't your summer job or work experience. I say this is a career. So we're going to hire people based on the fact that they want a career in insurance, or maybe they don't know, but they have that aspiration to get that career.
Hello and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Jacqueline Ellison. Jacqueline is the Director of TA for Canada at Hub International. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into your background a little bit. So let's start there and talk a little bit about how you got started in TA and an overview of your background leading up to your current role.
Oh, goodness. Of course. It feels forever ago now since I got into the wonderful world of talent acquisition, but it was around 2006. And I always say it's you meet people in life that make an impact, great, small, significant, insignificant. But I did meet somebody who had played a very significant role, and it was through a recruitment agency, actually. And I didn't know that existed at the time. I knew from my previous background of retail, I loved interviewing. So I knew that. And then I went through this recruitment cycle with her. And I remember sitting there and she's interviewing me for this job. It was professional sales, phone book advertising, if we're going to date ourselves here, but when phone books still were a big thing. And so I remember sitting there and being like, okay, I know we're talking about this job, but I want to do your job. So it planted that seed for me. And I was a young mom at the time, wasn't really sure about careers, but I knew I like was good at with people and outgoing. And I always thought sort of sales, that sort of that natural progression. So when I went into the professional sales role, selling advertising, I always had that in the back of my head, in my mind. And then I was in a really quite severe car accident. I was hit head on with somebody speeding through a red light. And I remember just through physical injury and being off, I had that moment of thought, if this isn't what I want to do. Like I was recovering and I was starting to dread going back, I knew I didn't love it. And so it got me thinking, how do I break into that industry? And at the time, especially in Calgary, Alberta, where I have lived and been raised my whole life, we had an economic boom. So I knew that there were employment agencies out there and helping people. And so I went in and I joined a unique boutique agency, and they had never had a non sort of legal recruiter. And I stood at that practice for them and started recruiting for everything that you could imagine, HR, finance, IT. And so I started to do that. And it just made me fall in love with honestly helping people. But it didn't really sort of play that significance for me until I helped a candidate who had recently relocated there to Calgary, couldn't find a job was struggling. People weren't looking at her application. And because I think I was a little bit green, I wasn't biased. I didn't have, it was for an oil and gas company and they tend to look at that sort of experience. And she didn't have that, but I really loved her attitude and I could see that there's so much potential. So I introduced her to one of the clients. They loved her. She got hired. And then she sent me flowers. And although that wasn't necessary, it gave me that sort of light bulb moment of, wow, it just helped change her life. And I think she had a card in there that said exactly that. And it just made me, it never deviated me out of anything else I wanted to do. And I've always had that mindset. Every stage in my TA career is that you can change a life. So that's really how I got started into the industry itself.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, there's a lot of impactful moments that you shared in that. So I appreciate you going into that level of detail. And it is in my theory, it's the best profession in the world. I love it. And a lot of others do too that listen to this show. So I think they can probably relate to what it is that you're sharing. Let's go in a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, give us an example of maybe some of the roles that you've held leading up to your current role.
Well, I spent a lot of time in the agency world. I think that's mostly how people traditionally get their foot in the door. I didn't have a traditional HR background. And again, I fell into it. But in 2011, I'm trying to think of my dates, I had an opportunity. I knew I wanted to go corporate. And I always wanted to go on the corporate side because one, I always wanted to bring that passion and probably sales to an organization. Of course, helping a variety of different clients was great, but I knew I could make a very big impact internally at an organization. And I know this is interesting to say, but I didn't understand why they were using me as an agent, like an agency. I thought, oh gosh, they could just do this themselves. So it prompted me to think, okay, I think it's time. And that's what got my foot in the door into professional recruitment in a corporate recruiting role. I was working for a financial institution and it was a really cool position where we were hiring leadership in a non-traditional sense. So we weren't looking for people with banking backgrounds. We were looking for entrepreneurs and leadership skills without the industry, which is very unheard of. Usually in financial services, they look for the banking backgrounds. And it really catapulted me into leading unique initiatives that are a little bit outside the box. And it got my foot in the door of status quo and how do you go outside those normatives around that traditional sense and help influence leaders to see, look outside of what you're comfortable with. And that really helped create a really great pathway that opened up to other corporate roles. But also in the back of my head was always leadership. I loved the sense of how do I have a team and help inspire other recruiters and help, you know, pave the way and provide some of these amazing opportunities, I think, also to a team of people. So it really got me thinking about that. And one of the other first parts of my corporate recruitment experience was creating an internship program. And that was something that they never had. And so I remember thinking about how do we make this an experience and not a traditional internship, which has really led me even to my current role with what we do with Hub and our HIP program. But that was my first sort of wow, like TA is vast. There's so many components. And then I got my designation. So one of the gaps I had was when I went to school, I'm not doing what I went to school to do. I don't think some of us do that. But I really wanted to learn employment law. I love governance, compliance, should be a lawyer, honestly. It's never too late, people say, but I love like the Canadian employment law and learning about it. And I was even able to learn a little bit about the US side of things. And so, yeah, it's spurred all these opportunities where there's these other pathways. And it got me really focused on TA compliance and TA processes and everything. And then I also helped run the vendor management, which is also a unique experience. And using the VMS, I'd never had that exposure. So I understood around the agency side. So that's really the corporate side. And then I had an opportunity to leave banking and to go to something completely unique and foreign, which was transportation of all things. Okay. And that really opened up a whole other opportunity. So for me, one was cross-border. I had never hired in the US before. That was really interesting. And I actually walked into an organization, Ryan, that had no team processes. They were managers, were it was the Wild West, but I really quickly was able to jump in. I wasn't hiring drivers, but I really understood, okay, this is our industry. These are some of the gaps. What do we need to do to, again, help with those shortages? But that was such a unique experience. And one of the things I always say around talent, I think any of the recruiters listening will agree, is that passion for the industry. So I loved banking and I thought, okay, how do I fall in love with transportation? It's not really something that is appealing to me right now. And how am I supposed to really sell it? And I started to look for the elements of the organization that did speak to me. And one thing I actually, and it's still to this day, is safety. And one of the things that I learned was around safe driving and that these men and women risk their lives every single day to get us our products, our services, anything that we need to exist. It comes usually in a truck or some sort of, you know, through an airplane or through a ship, but it comes to us through transportation, the mode of transportation. So I started to really fall in love with the industry and how I would sell that company is just around our dedication to things like the climate, safety, how we can educate that to individuals who aren't in driving related jobs and how you can still influence that. And I met this amazing man, he's retired now, and he taught me all these things. And I just would pass along those words of advice around safety. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, but there was a really horrific bus crash that happened in Canada a few years ago. It was the Humboldt hockey bus crash. And it was devastating to hear all these lives lost due to an error, a human error, not paying attention. And it just made me really think around how we really need to treat this industry with so much more importance than we do. And so anyways, that was just, again, how I started to get more aligned to a different industry, but then also opened up leadership, which is a whole other story. But that was really, again, like some of the corporate side of my background of learning. Yeah.
Great, great. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Let's talk a little bit about your current role. Maybe if you can get into a little bit about Hub International as a business and then take that into your area of responsibility and your team, number of hires, just to scope that out for the audience, please.
For sure. So Hub International is such a unique organization. Insurance brokerage, for one, I always describe it to people who aren't really familiar as we're that in-between. We're really helping advise and find solutions. I see all the time, oh, which car insurance do you go with? You can't really recommend something because there's everybody has different experiences, track records, etc. So brokers help find those solutions. It's very solution-based. And when I learned the industry, and as the director of talent acquisition for Canada, I was able to see what lucrative careers, how much growth there is, how you can really do really well for yourself in this industry. But it's always comes down to helping people. So as the director for Canada, my job is really helping each of the regions align to that larger enterprise vision. So I get to work with our enterprise expertise, our COEs, around anything that we're rolling out with that alignment. So if that means we have new guides or we're rolling in a new vendor or implementing a new CRM, it's like, how does this affect Canada? What are those things that we need to focus on? French translation, employment law, there's obviously a lot of differences. So I'm the eyes and ears on the ground and helping be the voice of Canada. And it's everything from, again, talent brand to talent compliance to national partnerships and working with wonderful organizations, post-secondary internships. So I say my role is everything in the kitchen sink because it really is everything TA. There's probably not one aspect of TA I'm not involved in, but I love that. I love to be hands-on. I love to be able to create. And because we're a bit of a decentralized organization, it's just getting everybody around the vision and how can we continue to strive to be a TA of excellence and really the end goals. And so we hire quite a few people in Canada a year within the thousands, and we have different areas of our business. We have personal lines, commercial lines. We even have employee benefits, which I was very fascinated by because we help organizations with employee benefit plans. And I didn't know that before joining Hub, but it's such a unique part of our business offering. And really the vision, and we have incredible leaderships through our CHRO and our CEO around that, striving for that greatness and our clients and our customers. And again, being a very solutions client focused organization, we definitely, we use the tagline ignite your potential, because there really is so much opportunity. And one of my passions is helping younger individuals find this as an industry. Similar to banking, people aren't knocking down the doors to become insurance brokers, but I'm always so surprised at why not, because you're dealing with tech, you're dealing with AI, we're using data, we're using all these really important aspects of technology, and it's such an interesting industry. And I just think it's a fascinating career, and if we can help make it more prominent with InfoSecondary around, hey, here at Hub, not only can you have an amazing career, but we will invest in you. You can grow with us. There's fascinating career pathways, and being able, as part of our internship actually, is providing those opportunities to people full-time after they, it's not just a make a coffee average internship. So yeah, that's really what Hub's about. And I just love that we're always evolving, still bringing a lot of that entrepreneurial spirit, but really continuing to be the top brokerage in North America.
Great. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the specific initiatives you and your team led over the last couple of years, maybe something or one or two examples of things that you're most proud of from an initiative standpoint that you and your team led.
For sure. There's a few. One thing I have to always look back at is with any TA professional, sometimes they're just small things. They're not these great, sexy projects. And you're like, okay, tick, tick, tick. It could be just something, honestly, as working on a new hire gift for everyone. Making sure, what's important to me is that we have equitable experiences and that we really are looking at everyone having a really great experience, whether they're joining Hub at the front end of that application right up to that point of their first day. But one of probably the most proud is our internship program. And we established HIP, which is the Hub International Internship Program, a few years ago, before my time. But it wasn't an enterprise program. It was very US specific. And Canada had been trying to build a program. And so they tried. I think there was some really great conversations, but it just couldn't lift. And so myself and the director of talent development came together as one of our very first initiatives around how can we do this together? And I think that connection, that collaboration is so important in this TA space, especially with the two different countries, is really there isn't that much of a difference. Yes, our internships start and end at different times. That's one of the big differences between Canada and the US. However, why not just make adjustments to make it fit? So we had our first pilot year last year, and we were able to bring on a number of Canadian interns. We branded our program as HIP. We were able to design an already amazing program, but even more components. And really, we have things like a speaker series where they get to speak to industry professionals. We have a capstone project. We do all the fun welcome, fun initiatives at the front end. We use an amazing system and database that helps keep them engaged. We're providing them opportunities to network. We have cohorts where they get to meet a candidate in Calgary, Alberta, or Vancouver, BC, but also meet one in Omaha and San Antonio or New York or Chicago. So it's just opening up this array to our students around this connectedness and being able to hear from our amazing Canadian president as well as our CEO and getting that time with them. It's just been such an amazing lift. The other one I'm super proud of is our CRM. So I love tech. I love utilizing technology. And I was able to be a part of the project to help roll that out. Definitely led by our Center of Excellence and our Director of TA Operations. But being able to be a part of that and rolling out really a Lamborghini product around, hey, there's so much more you can do with TA. It's no longer having to do things the archaic way. And trust me, I've used some old school ATSs in my day. But that's fascinating to bring in a technology and learn from it, learn the adoption, but also learn around, it's never really ending. It's constantly evolving. So we're at that phase now where we're looking at, okay, what's next? What else do we need to look at? How do we get further adoption? And that's really fun to be able to be part of some of those projects.
Yeah, great. Those are two great examples of some high value initiatives. When you talk about value in the organization, share a little bit about how you measure success, either with your internship program or overall across with TA across Canada. What are some success measures that you look at?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few. The one for me, I would say, with the internship is that as part of our program, we do offer full-time offers at the end of the internship. So if somebody, let's say, is a third year, they still have one more year left, we give them that offer. If they do their part and they've done well and their performance is there, because it is still a two-way street, they have to showcase those skills. The leaders need to identify those individuals. But that's an amazing opportunity. Imagine being able to go back to your last year of university and know you have a job waiting. And I think that's where certain internships fall flat, is it's not connecting that dot back to the end goal, which is hiring. We're building pipelines, and that really should be part of your metrics. So we do a lot around those metrics, around that conversion rate, but also it helps on the front end. We've got to be hiring the right students. This isn't your summer job or work experience. I say this is a career. So we're going to hire people based on the fact that they want a career in insurance, or maybe they don't know, but they have that aspiration to get that career. So we're very strategic. We partner with some very intentional schools, and we make sure that we have a really robust recruitment process so that we are aligning the right talent. So that's one metric. I'd say on the other part is that we need career changers. We have a large newcomer population that are learning our industry. So another target is converting people to get licensed, learn about insurance. I'm actually going to an event tomorrow where it's just people interested in this as a career. And that is a big metric for us, is being able to convert people from those events into those opportunities, because we know that this is not a struggling industry, but we want to prevent those gaps from happening. So how proactive can we be? So we work with a lot of these amazing organizations in order to do that. We actually just had an info session today with a not-for-profit that helps youth who are interested in finding roles that have a technology element. And again, insurance brokerage, we use data. We have lots of roles that utilize technology. So although it's not, there's many components that could be a great fit for somebody that doesn't want a true IT type role. So we do a lot of those opportunities, again, those info sessions, but we're always looking at our conversion rates, our time to fills, how we're putting people through that process. But that's always going to be something as part of our compliance, is a continuous improvement. And again, working with our amazing TA teams across US and Canada to all have the same goal and motivation in mind, is to find great talent for the organization.
Yeah, that's great. And when you think about, say, the president of Canada, who you've referenced a couple times, like what are the most important metrics, or how do they determine the success of talent acquisition? What do you think is most important for the executive level hub when it comes to talent acquisition?
Yeah, I think one of the most important pieces always is our current workforce. It's always important to go after that experienced talent, to find that great talent for the organization. So there's always a high level of that combination of experienced and less experienced candidate in the recruitment. But it's also succession planning, who is ready for the next role, identifying those skills. So I think internal recruitment is a very important piece. And there have been some tremendous strides in how we're growing our people. And so we have invested a ton into development programs, insurance 101s. We have an amazing learning team that is dedicated to creating these programs. So whether it's new to insurance, or it's leadership development, or developing more C-suite type development programs, I think that really comes hand in hand with, again, you're promoting, you're growing, there's backfills, you're then looking at maybe that's an external person. So it's that ecosystem of TA that you have to have all of those elements in place, because if you're constantly going to market and you're not promoting from within, or we don't have the people, there will be those gaps. So I would say that's one big thing. I also would say the supportive culture and belonging here are ERGs or voices groups, getting people involved in networking, learning about how you can get involved in other things outside of your region or your job. So we do a ton of things. We have something called Hub Gives. We do a lot of philanthropy. We do a lot of community events. That's a huge passion of our leadership team, is again, finding these amazing opportunities as well and engaging with different, again, associations, community groups, schools. So I wouldn't say there's just one thing, Ryan. I think there's multiple areas of passion. I just love the vision and where we're headed. Our leader for Canada is a very inspiring person and woman, and being able to develop a really amazing leadership team of women as well. That's also something that I just really love here, is that there's a seat at the table and you really see the determination and opportunity. We're a very unique organization. We're looking constantly at technology, digitization. So there's a ton of really great opportunities as well with that focus and bringing in some of that skill set externally as well.
Great. What's a key initiative that you're looking at for the future, like going from this point forward over the next, call it 12 or 18 months? What's a really important initiative for you and the team looking forward?
Yeah, there'll be various different opinions depending on who you chat with. But for me, one of the key initiatives that we'll be really focused on is some standardization of some tools and resources I think are just important. We have to have the stuff for our recruiters to be successful. So how does that look and feel the same? It's like, how do we tool up our leaders to be more successful in their interviews? So making sure that we have interview training for them, we have structured guides, we have a lot of that stuff. And we have some of those tools today, but how are we making it better as we grow? And then really focusing on what we call the integrity of hire. That kind of goes back to where I nerded out earlier around compliance and law and legalities. I just think we have to be very mindful of those experiences. TA compliance is a big part for me, making sure that the tools, the systems, the way we're documenting or engagement has that compliance lens at all times. We've gone through some different things in terms of safety and security at Hub. So that lends itself right into TA as well. So some TA compliance stuff, LMS courses, TA orientation, the boot camp, recruiter and hiring manager essentials. Those are all things I think are just so important to establish and have as an ongoing opportunity to improve, so that any of that risk is being mitigated, as well as really creating, again, that center, that TA excellence, as I've referred to, is, you know, some people, again, haven't had that formal HR background, so they don't know, but it's our opportunity and our job to make sure that we are building that awareness. And just so many cool things. I just think that there's so many different things in terms of, again, using technology to build campaigns, automation. There's some pretty slick technology out there. So it's like, there's that whole other piece of it, is like, how are we doing evaluations on candidates, manager feedback? How are we using AI? I think there's so much conversation there too. So I think there's some opportunities there as well.
Great. Thanks for sharing. The last question that I'll have for you is, what's a piece of advice that you would like to share with the audience? The audience is usually made up of mostly folks either in TA or interested in TA, but what's a piece of advice that either has resonated with you or that you like to share with others that you think might be helpful?
Well, there's a lot of different advice I could give. I think for me, it comes down to me with personal brand. I always love to say to people within the talent spaces, find your superpower, whether that is your empathy or your kindness. We've not always had linear paths. Sometimes there have been challenges. I've had challenges in my career, times where I've felt very unsure. But I think it's knowing who you are and being authentic to yourself, knowing your values, finding an organization. And I'm thankful I found one that aligns with those values. And being able to be the voice to others who are voiceless, I think is really important. I never go into conversations without thinking about how this could impact somebody, or being mindful of conversation. Sometimes you think of it after the fact, you have to go back and, oh, I should have had this conversation with this person. But again, I always think it's that courtesy and just being true to yourself. And you know what? One thing I would say about me that I've had people say in the past is, you're maybe not assertive enough, or I have to be like more direct. That's not in my nature. And I've also learned you can be, kindness isn't a weakness, and look for those opportunities to be kind. And that could be as simple as mentoring somebody or putting yourself out there. I make myself available to students who want to just chat about my job. I take the time, if I have a candidate, reach out on LinkedIn. Yes, I might be a director, but I will still take the time to do that. I've had people who they've not given me that time. I always try to look at how I felt. And again, it comes back to that empathy. I think we can't lose that. We can't lose that empathy in what we do. I still feel bad when I have to decline somebody for a job or that we're not moving forward. It's not my favorite part of the job. It's the worst part of my job. And it's always been a part of the job I've not been good at. But if there's something I can do to make that experience positive, I've done that as everything in my own control. But that's my advice is, again, understand your personal brand in TA and utilize it, but think of the empathy and kindness that isn't part of our job.
Great. Jacqueline, thank you very much for sharing your journey and everything that you've shared today. I really appreciate you joining me on this podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.